It's the Boys in the Morning podcast with Jeremy, Steve, and Josh.
Here's what's trending this morning. There's a bunch of local stuff floating around. I guess Chatfield's getting a haircut.
Ooh.
Crews will begin to remove thousands of trees from Chatfield State Park this week. I guess there's a ton of dead ones out there.
Yeah.
I love Chatfield. I absolutely love going over there.
Same. There's some dead trees, though.
There is a lot of stuff gumming up the waterways, and it looks like about 2,700 trees have been marked for removal during the upcoming work, and an additional 2,300 cottonwoods could be removed in the next project phase, which starts in the winter of 2025. So they're going to clean it up real nice out there.
If they're dead, it's just going to be a fire hazard. You know, you don't want that.
Is it going to be like under construction or anything like that?
It doesn't look like it.
No.
What do you mean? Like,
so you won't notice if you go out to Chatfield that they're, you know, having
I'm sure
sections?
You will. They're probably going to have like a ton of wood chippers out there.
Yeah.
And don't get caught in those.
Get the chainsaws out there.
Do not get caught
in
those.
Can happen.
Yeah. You guys, all be careful out there while you're working on that. I guess there's a rare comet that's been spotted in Colorado.
Yeah.
It only comes around every 80,000 years.
Have you seen it? I heard about it.
Yeah, did you see it?
I haven't seen it, no, but...
All you gotta do is go out at night and look up.
Okay, is it invisible
to the naked
eye? You
come over and look through my skylight.
Yay, there you go. Perfect view.
Yeah, you can see it with the naked eye. I guess last weekend was prime viewing, but you can still see it through the end of the month, it sounds like.
Huh.
You gotta go climb to the top of a mountain, though, it sounds like, because the mountains are gonna be blocking some of it, but
I can
every 80,000 years... Yeah, you could do that.
I could.
You have hiking shoes.
Yeah,
we'll be old
climb.
The next time it comes around.
Super old.
Be really old.
Do you have a walking stick, too, when you go out?
No, I need one, though. I heard that they make the hike easier and more enjoyable because you look really cool with your walking stick.
Yeah.
You know, just like out there.
That's
doing
so
cool.
Colorado.
Yeah.
Define cool.
Like you have cool a walking stick.
Like you know what
yeah.
you're doing. Like if you got lost in the woods, you could like gather kindling and make a fire.
You're automatically Bear Grylls if you have a walking stick.
Yeah, I think so.
That's it.
It makes you look like you know what you're doing.
You can handle the wilderness.
You could build shelter.
I have a walking
stick. Yeah, you build shelter out of logs. And
see?
You can poop in a hole.
Oh, you guys.
Yes.
Well, you guys.
You can poop in a hole.
I wonder if you can pick up a walking stick at True Value Hardware. Anyone? Anyone know?
Oh, I love True Value.
Do you? Well, they just
so
filed
sad.
For bankruptcy.
I know.
Chapter 11.
No. Did they really?
4,500 stores throughout the country. I think there's only about a dozen left here in Colorado. I do like True Value.
I do, too.
I had a buddy that worked at one in high school, and we'd always go fart around in there.
And it's like the small-town hardware store. Like
right?
The small town I grew up in had a True Value, and even if you didn't need anything, you knew someone who worked there.
Yeah,
you'd
go
stop
wandering.
By, say hi.
No Home Depots for you. You have the True Value.
There was no Home Depot.
See old man True Eddie value. In there with his little apron on.
Exactly. Like, Eddie knew everybody.
Eddie, I need a pair new pair of pliers. He's
right?
like, well, come this way. We just got these in. These are the best pliers in town. Let me
aisle
tell
four
you
is
what.
Where you need to be. Like, yes, I love True Value.
Aisle four is where you need to be.
Oh, gosh.
Just ignore the kids down there huffing the spray paint.
Yeah,
True Value is awesome. Have you ever been in a hardware store, Josh?
Yes. For me, like, my uncle worked at Big Toolbox, and that
You're
was,
a
like,
big
the
toolbox.
Hardware store. It was a small one. It was, like, it was, you know, a little bit smaller than an Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
And it was a, you know, a little nice, cute little hardware store. Right off a county line in Holly.
That's cute, Josh.
Adorable.
Those are good memories.
It was.
That's super cute.
I don't know what a True Value is, but
have you ever purchased anything from a hardware store?
Yes, I have. Don't remember what, but I have.
They were all waiting, like what'd you buy?
I've had to buy nails at some point in my life.
Yeah. He just opened the little cooler in there and got a Dr. Pepper.
Gosh.
80s kids, watch out now. Here we go. Rainbow Bright is being revived
Yay!
For a new generation.
What
Did
is
you
that?
Have Rainbow Bright?
I was Rainbow Bright for Halloween one year.
Same.
Really?
What are the odds?
Same.
So good. Like she had all her little puffle things that, like.
My sister had all that.
Show.
Yeah, those little puffy guys that were different colors.
Yeah,
and
Josh is Googling Rainbow Bright right now. He has no idea.
It's kind of a big deal, Josh.
Was the best TV show ever to be made. She wrote a unicorn. The unicorn had tie-dyed hair. Like,
oh, wow.
Rainbow
and
Bright
this is colorful.
It.
Yeah, and the bad guy lived in a world of, like, grays and
Jeremy,
stuff.
Did you really watch this?
Dude, I had a younger sister.
Yeah.
We grew up in the 80s, so
You
yes.
watched it before you had the younger
she,
sister.
Maybe. She had the dolls. She had all the toys.
It had one season.
No.
Yeah, but
it had more
was
than that,
everything.
Didn't it?
It says Adventure...
Yeah, I think it was just one season. And then it came 1984. Back. Like, they played that one season over and over again. But it has a cult following. Huh. Like, you tell Rainbow Bright to anybody born in the 80s or 90s, they are going to know what that's going to be.
They seem like such a fun decade that I just totally
so
missed out
it
on.
It was so much better than now.
I know, right?
The amount of hairspray you guys used, though, back in the day.
So much better.
Basically put a hole in the ozone.
It sounds like that was a thing back in the day, Josh.
It was.
In elementary school, we had to have, like, classes that were, you know, talking about the, what were they? The CFCs, the fluorocarbons in the refrigerators, and we weren't supposed to be using hairspray. We had classes on that elementary school.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And then we went to DARE.
Yeah, and then we're like,
DARE scared a lot of kids to not do drugs, though.
The environment and stay off the drugs. Yeah. Exactly.
Don't do the pot weed.
I remember the DARE program. I remember the DARE program. I still had that.
I was one of the kids that worked. I had never done a drug in my life. It worked on me.
It worked for me, too.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
You're full of it. You're such a liar.
They dared me to do the drugs. That was the difference. That was the difference.
Don't be like Josh, kids.
Oh, no.
There's an auction of Game of Thrones memorabilia that happened over the weekend. Brought in more than $21 million.
Wow.
Including a replica of the Iron Throne. It wasn't even used in the actual show. It was just a model, essentially. Somebody paid $1.5 million for it. For a model of that.
Unless Daenerys is sitting in it, I don't want it.
Exactly, right?
Never watched it. I'm like Josh with Rainbow Bright. Never watched Game of Thrones.
You never watched Game of Thrones? That's actually a good... Not a family show.
I watched episode one. Yeah. I was like, this isn't for me. And I bailed out.
Can I make a comment about that? So episode one, there is... scene in there that I thought, like, I was like, Game of Thrones.
It was a brother
and
sister scene.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah.
That's why
I was like, it'll be so much fun to watch. And I have my mom and dad sit down with me. And I'm like, guys, like medieval Game of Thrones stuff. And literally, like, one of the opening scenes is not a good scene to watch.
No,
as a family.
It's horrible.
And so we stopped watching it as a family.
Smart move. Buddy.
One episode in.
Smart move. I think I was watching that with Nick Nack, and she's like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
This is not.
It
for
gets
us.
Worse, let me tell
it
you.
It does.
Red Wedding. Yeah.
No idea what you're talking about.
I know. It's
pretty, a good show, though.
Pretty
it really
gnarly.
Is. It's a good show.
It's a
Josh,
great show.
Do you have that story about the mansions?
I do, and it's so funny. I wish I could show you guys this picture because it's absolutely insane. But rich people are doing a lot with the money they have, and they're now building mansions. And I'm talking full houses of mansions on top of skyscrapers.
Full houses of mansions?
Full house, like not like a... Not like a top of a man. Yeah, I don't even know how to
explain
it.
It's a house on top of a skyscraper.
This dude built a literal White House. Yeah. He built a replica of a White House with a lawn on top of...
Shut your face.
Yeah.
On top of a skyscraper. So he is 33 stories up, and he has been building this house for over a decade. And it is unbelievable what it looks like. But look, it's just the rich people getting richer. Like, it's unbelievable.
That's
to
unnecessary.
See the house.
He's like, I don't want any neighbors around me.
It's a three-story house, people. It's a three-story house on top of a 33-story skyscraper.
The
it's
story's insane. Talking about this is a trend that's picking up a ton of steam where the world's wealthiest are just basically bored.
It
like,
is.
Where
yeah,
it's can an, we build our house?
It's an extreme example of what has been now, like you said, picking up steam where they're like, I don't just want a house on the ground level. I want a house
it's
45
rights.
Stories up.
Yeah. Yeah. Very braggadocious.
Doesn't our boss, Kroenke, have a... I think he's got a loft or something on the side of the ballroom.
Yeah, it's on the top of ballroom.
On top.
Isn't that cool?
I saw Stan Kroenke walking his dog once way back in the day.
Yeah?
We're talking like 18 years ago or something like that. And I was just like, hi.
It's
go Nuggets.
It's
I
not
really
quite
said
a,
that to him. I did. I was like,
it's not quite a loft. I think it's bigger than most people's houses.
It's
a
huge.
Huge apartment.
Yeah,
think,
it's pretty cool.
I think it's more Josh Kroenke's place to live now.
Oh, okay.
Stands, but
so epic.
Yeah.
It's so epic.
And it's so cool. Like,
awesome.
You can see in Ball Arena, like, part of that opens up, and it's just the suite to watch whatever game or concert is going on
it's
down
so
there.
Cool.
It's pretty freaking cool.
It's so rad.
Such
so
a
rad.
Rich people problem.
Yeah.
Shout out to Leah, who just sent in a picture of her raggedy arse Rainbow Bright doll.
Oh, let's see it. Hold on.
That thing's looking rough, Leah. Might want to get rid of
Leah's
that.
Leah's the best. Yes.
Oh, Leah's fine.
My gosh.
That's what they looked like.
Look
See, like
that.
A little Monchichi with blonde hair.
Big old forehead.
Yes.
See, that's so cute. The 80s
were great.
But that looks like a newer one. That's not the 80s one.
I miss
that
the
80s.
That
is the 80s
that,
one.
No,
Come on.
That's not the 80s
That's got
one.
The yarn hair. That's like,
you have yarn hair.
That is an 80s doll right there.
Did you guys ever have a Raggedy Ann doll?
Oh, yeah. And Andy.
Raggedy Andy.
Had the set.
That is so funny. Oh, I feel like I lived in the 80s now.
Oh, memories.
Oh, you were there.
Oh, Reagan.
I wish. Oh, Reagan.
Here's this Guinness World Record I want to try to break. A group in Japan just set a world record on Sunday for the most people pointing at the sky all at once.
Oh, my God.
That's all they did, you guys.
We can do that.
Straight up, one finger, held it to the sky for 30 seconds, 507 people.
That's all?
We can break that easy peasy mac and cheesy.
Oh, my gosh.
All day long, we can break that. Should I set this back for, like, an event?
We should.
I want to do a happy hour at some point, so maybe we can try to get 508 people to show up.
Yes.
And we'll break the sun.
We'll get Guinness out there. Let's do it. I'm so down.
We should make it a mission to find all these just cheesy records and beat them all.
Let's do it.
I'm down.
Josh, get on that.
Find all the cheesy ones.
And we'll also have a coat drive just to make it nice, right?
Yes.
Right?
We're
like, everybody bring a coat and then we'll point at this guy.
We'll just also do good with it.
Why not? If we're going to have 508 people there, let's do something good.
Most random thing. We'll also make it a coat drive.
All right, Jeremy, I already have one.
Kansas soup.
I already have one that we could beat. Fastest time to arrange the alphabet with alphabet soup. We got to do it.
We could probably do that.
35 seconds. We could do it easy.
And bring a can of soup.
And bring a soup drive.
We can make it a good thing.
This is so funny. Do I have anything else I want to tell? Oh, I do have to tell you this one because Katie's going to love it because she eats like crap.
Yes, I do.
Burger King and Hidden Valley Ranch are teaming up to give out giant tubs of ranch dressing with their sandwiches at select locations starting tomorrow.
Hidden Valley Ranch party in my mouth.
The tubs are free, and they're capable of dipping an entire burger.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Burger. I should have done my Fat America.
Get in my belly!
Burger King, I love
really
you.
Good, yeah. Like,
they're called the Big Dip Tubs.
Yeah, they are.
Eight OZs of ranch. Yeah, it's big.
That's
big
like
dip.
My cup.
I'm gonna call you Big Dip.
You can dip a whole burger, Katie. Whole burger.
So excited.
Get it in there and then get it in your mouth.
Do you put ranch on burgers?
I don't think that's a thing. We put ranch on everything.
Well, yeah, I like ranch and like my nuggies, but I don't know if I've ever dipped a burger in ranch.
There's a Hidden Valley Ranch party in my mouth.
Everyone's invited.
We buy bougie ranch. I call it bougie ranch or classy ranch at I think it's Sam's or Costco. You buy it in the refrigerated section, and it's like $9 for the thing of it.
Yeah.
It's the best ranch I've ever had.
Yeah. Is it?
It's not Hidden Valley.
It's not.
No, it's like homemade by somebody's grandma or something, and she bottles it up in her basement and sends it to Costco.
Well, in the grocery store, just you know, the regular grocery store, there they have a Lighthouse Ranch, and so it's in the jar with the blue lid on top,
and I've seen it has
like chunks of celery and dill and pickle.
It is classy ranch.
Oh, it is so good.
You'll never go back to the cheap stuff, Josh.
You won't.
The good value brand, you'll never go back.
Bring me some of that, Jared.
No, I'm not sharing my classy ranch
with you. $9 a bottle
in the year. Jerk. October. Make your way to our Facebook page. It's your boys in the morning on FB or my Instagram, which is Shut Up Jeremy. For today's Croctober recipe, I did a dessert today, you guys.
Ooh.
It's called Apple Gobbler Cobbler.
Yummy.
It's just essentially an apple cobbler that you can make in your crock pot, and then you pull it out and you drizzle it with caramel sauce.
Oh. And some ranch.
It's a Hidden Valley Ranch.
It's a Hidden Valley Ranch party in my mouth.
Yeah, put a little drizzle of ranch on there, a little vanilla ice cream. Are you kidding me?
Don't ruin it.
Cobblers are good.
That is quite a statement you just made. I like cobblers.
I do. Well, that's a good one.
Josh likes cobblers, everybody. Right. Just so you know.
Why you gotta be like that, man? I'm trying to compliment your Croctober. I like an apple cobbler.
You're a
cobbler. A hidden cobbler party in my mouth.
Why?